I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In Syria, activists say that more than 40 people have been killed by government forces in a village in the northwest part of the country. The latest violence as the Obama administration debates whether to arm the opposition. The fear is that weapons will fall into the hands of Islamist groups who've joined the rebels. But Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona said this on NPR's Morning Edition.
Every day that goes by that we don't provide the assistance, then the more complicated the situation will be once Bashar Assad leaves. But at the present situation, there is stalemate for the months to come.
The Syrian conflict is now in its third year, and neighboring countries are being drawn into the fight, including Lebanon, where members of the militant group Hezbollah support the Syrian President Assad. The BBC's Weira Davies reports.
Melting snows fill the narrow but fast-flowing waters of the River Orontes. Rising here in northern Lebanon, it then heads across the open frontier towards the Syrian city of Homs, from there further north to the Mediterranean. It's a pretty good metaphor for the powerful currents and forces driving through this conflict, which has become increasingly divisive and increasingly sectarian. A few kilometres further north, in the shade of an orchard on the Syrian side of the stream, I met pro-government fighters who are increasingly reliant on support from Hezbollah, their Lebanese allies.
Morally and politically, Hezbollah help us, but they're not militarily involved in our fight. We're defending our land from the rebels who bomb our villages, but we'll stand up to them and they'll get what's coming to them.
Not everyone here is supportive of Hezbollah's visibly active role inside Syria. Abu Alawa is a village elder who talks fondly about the cross-border intercommunal relationships before the fighting began. He says there are more moderate voices within the Shia community who should play a role in resolving the conflict. In this area, both sides of this completely open border between Syria and Lebanon are now controlled by Hezbollah and its Syrian allies. They claim to be gaining the upper hand. But there are concerns the two-year-old conflict in Syria is increasingly spilling over into Lebanon itself. It's already happening. Well inside Lebanon, the Shia town of Hermel has been deliberately targeted and shelled by anti-Assad rebels in Syria because it supports the regime across the border, testing the resolve of Lebanese factions, including Hezbollah, to stay out of the conflict. Heavy fighting in the strategically important town of Qusair, just a few kilometres inside Syria, has also drawn more fighters from Lebanon. Here and in Damascus, where the Prime Minister Wael al-Halki was targeted, the Syrian conflict has taken on an increasingly sectarian tone. The Prime Minister escaped unharmed, but fault lines between Sunni and Shia Muslims are being dangerously exposed. At Sunni mosques in Lebanon, young men are being radicalized, fired up by calls from senior clerics for jihad, holy war. A necessary response, says Salam Rafi, a senior cleric, to Hezbollah's role in the fighting.
This is a legitimate fatwa, a ruling from God, from the Quran. There are oppressed people in Syria. Women and children are being raped, killed and expelled. So any just Lebanese person should go and help them and will be rewarded by God.
Geographically surrounded and historically dominated by its larger neighbour, it was perhaps too much to expect that Lebanon and its own divided factions could ever realistically remain immune to events in Syria.
The BBC's Weira Davies. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the progressive pastor Jim Wallace. Find out what he's been thinking about here and now.